city of Joliet, talking about North Point and annexing over 1,600 acres in addition to the acres that they've already annexed, in addition to a lot of the acres that are already there and that they own. I'd like to say good morning to a gentleman by the name of John Keegan. John's going to tell a story about a meeting that he tried to have with Congressman Bobby Rush. He joins us on the Turk Furniture Studio Line. John also is a member of the Manhattan Township Planning Commission. John, thanks for coming on Slocum in the morning. We appreciate it.
Hey, good morning, Scott.
Okay, so let's start here, and I'll let you tell the story. Let's go to the beginning here, first and foremost. But before you jump in, Bobby Rush, U.S. Congressman, who, yes, has Manhattan, has Elwood, has parts of Frankfort and Mokena in his district. It is a swath that was gerrymandered all the way from the south side of Chicago all the way out to the Madewan National Tallgrass Prairie and Abraham Lincoln National Cemetery, which is very odd considering not a lot is similar in this part of Illinois to the south side of Chicago. So how can he know what these people down here are going through? But that's another story for another day. But John, you obviously are puzzled by all of this. So what did you try to do?
Well, last Tuesday, the 18th, I decided to stop by Western Avenue office and see if I could speak with him. And Deputy District Director Marcel Bright did come out and speak with me in the reception area for a good 10 minutes. He did listen to my concerns. He was very friendly. It was a cordial meeting. He only perked up once or twice during the meeting when I mentioned how at our local governmental meetings that a lot of the union people are bused in from outside areas. And he did perk up and he said that was wrong. He felt that was not right, that only the people from the community should have the biggest say-so in the project. So then I told him about our informational meetings on March 9th and March 6th that we have coming up. And I invited him or the congressman or anybody from his office to come to these meetings. And he seemed receptive and he asked me to email him all the information. So I did. I sent him a few paragraphs the next day. And I was very professional and friendly in email. And I invited him or the congressman to come to these meetings. I told him that he should look at our website. We have a lot of information on the website about the project and about what to object to it. And about 45 minutes after I sent the email, I got a response. And I thought that was really encouraging until I read it. Marcel had accidentally sent me a response intended for someone else in his office. And he stated in his response, "I spoke with him yesterday," he was referring to me. "I spoke with him yesterday when he came to the office. I told him I would share this information, but I don't see any point in either the Congress or anyone for that matter attending either of those meetings." And haven't heard from him after that. No acknowledgement of the mistake, mistaken email. There's been no contact at all. But this is outrageous. Absolutely outrageous. We know the district is gerrymandered, but at least say hello to the constituents this is going to affect. At least talk to the community. At least maybe pretend to care instead of, you know, issuing this support, this billion-dollar project that's going to destroy all the small towns in Central Will County, and not even talk to anyone out here. Not even the local governments have been contacted by Bobby Rush, except for maybe Joliet.
We're talking today with John Keegan, who joins us live on 1340 WJOL. So I'm looking at your email, and you're right. It was well done. Hello, Mr. Bright. You have one, two paragraphs, and then you send links to an article about the veterans who came out last week. You also sent emails, or rather links on there about the dates and times for the two next meetings. And you're very, very nice, very professional. And then, yeah, I'm looking at the private email sent between Marcel Bright and the person he was sending it to. And you know it's personal, too, because they don't say any names. They just do R, comma. I spoke with him yesterday. Right. And then the last thing that was written there was M, as in Marcel Bright. I mean, 45 minutes after you leave, he's writing this. I don't see any point in the congressman or anyone, for that matter, attending either of those meetings. So basically, everything that you did, everything you talked to him about, it was just window dressing. They have no interest in changing their minds or listening to concerns of their constituents, because you are a Bobby Rush. They have no interest at all. That's a shame.
Yeah, it's absolutely outrageous. It's enraging. I mean, we always suspected that the district's so gerrymandered, they don't care about what Will County thinks. But this is in writing. They clearly don't care what Will County thinks. They're gonna do what they're gonna do.
Unbelievable. When you were talking to him, did he say anything in terms of why the congressman? You know, he came out and spoke about jobs, economic impact. Did he say anything else other than those two points that he brought up?
I could not much out of him at all. He did mention that he was getting a lot of phone calls against this project, and that was about it. I mean, I gave him some background on the developer from Kansas City, what's going on down there. We talked about, I told him, I said, the congressman cannot understand or grasp the scope of this project by looking out of the helicopter window. And we talked about CenterPoint and what's happened with CenterPoint the last 15 to 20 years. And we talked about the low-wage temp jobs that the Beaver houses would bring. And again, like I said, he was polite, listened, but he wasn't saying much until, you know, I hit that point of the outside community, the outside people being bussed into these governmental meetings. He did, at least twice, say that he disagreed with that. He thought that was a bad practice.
Did he say anything about the helicopter flight that the congressman took over the land?
No, he did not. I did kind of slip that in a few times. I was pretty calm when I slipped it in, but I did mention at least three times in various different phrasing that you really cannot grasp this project out of a helicopter window. There's just no way. You have to be on the ground. You have to see the signs that we have posted in opposition. You have to talk to the community and really get a feel for what the community thinks. Because I've been to all these meetings. The community doesn't want this project.
But at the end of the day, John, and you know it as well as anyone else, being involved on a planning commission, the planning commission will meet City of Joliet tonight, and they'll make a recommendation. But at the end of the day, it's up to the 8 city council members and the mayor whether or not this goes through.
Absolutely correct. That's why it's really important that everybody that cares about this gets to that meeting tonight. It also shows up to any subsequent meetings by the city council on this issue. This is absolutely critical, because this project is huge. They build this, they're talking 3,000 acres today. It could be 4,000 acres 5 years from now. This thing is massive. It destroys Central Will County, wipe out the towns that are around Central Will County, and affect every suburb on the south side of Chicago. There's nobody living on the south side of Chicago that's not going to feel this in some way or another. Between the traffic on the interstate, the overflow of traffic on the side roads, it is going to be massive. And we're not just, yes, this is what's going to happen. You just need to look at other communities this has happened to. Look at how it's sitting at CenterPoint, and CenterPoint is connected to an expressway. Can you imagine this thing 5, 6, 7 miles from an expressway, what it's going to do?
John, thank you very much for your time. Thanks for sharing your email with us as well. It's not unbelievable. I was going to say it's unbelievable. It's not, but it's politics as usual. So,
I just like to add that if Bobby Rush, one of his representatives, still wants to meet with us, we'd be happy to meet with him. We'd be happy to show him if he had any interest in anything like that.
Yeah, that ain't going to happen. That is not going to happen. John, thank you. Please keep us posted, okay?
All right. Thank you very much, John.
All right. Take care, John. It's getting down to crunch time, folks. I mean, it truly is. We are down to, whatever say. You can say crunch time. You can say the 11th hour. You can say 11:59. You can say a lot of things. Fourth quarter. Say down to the chimney. All the things you want to throw out there. Within the next month, we will know whether or not this massive project is going to be built between Manhattan, Elwood, and parts of Joliet. Sooner rather than later is when we're going to find out. 7:54.